Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. When you get a chance, check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And while you're there, check out all the things that John Audette has deposited with us as a member of our Brain Trust. Really good stuff, folks. If you want to get better, if you want to make sure that you've turned over all the rocks, that you're not just out there flying around by the seat of your pants, but you're doing all the new things, all the current things, all the 21st century age of the customer things that you need to be doing to make sure you give customers the maximum opportunity to do business with you. Well, you need to know what John Audette's up to, and he's our guest right now. Founder of 406 Strategies. We're talking about some of the myths of getting your company out there so people can find you. John, what's another myth?
Well, number two, some companies tend to know just a little bit about internet marketing, and one of the things that first comes to mind is search engine optimization, and that's a term I actually coined back in the 90s, mm-hmm. and of course that's become a big a big building block for internet marketing. And but there what people fail to understand is that there are at least three kinds of search engine optimization or search marketing. And one would be what we call the traditional organic search marketing, and that's where you use various techniques to try to come up as high as possible on the search results page when somebody right. does a search on a keyword. That's the one everybody knows. The second one, pay-per-click, everybody knows that, the paid ads on the right-hand
right.
side.
That's search engine marketing, not optimization, right?
Exactly yeah. right.
SEM, not SEO.
Exactly. But there's another one. There's local search marketing now.
And that's the big one. That's the one I really think small business owners need to focus on, don't you?
Exactly. And most of them don't completely understand it because they confuse it with organic. And they're getting solicited constantly for organic SEO.
Right. They think that they need to be a big fish in the big pond. When they really, in reality, in most cases, are not even a minnow. They're more like a piece of algae in the big pond, when they can actually be the big fish in their little pond, can't they?
Well, that's exactly right. Jim, I helped my son, Adam Audette, start Audette Media about...
My audience knows Adam real well.
Yeah, and he's extremely successful. He deals with enterprise-level companies. To mix metaphors a little bit, he deals with the big dogs. Mm-hmm. And the big dogs pay him $100,000 a year or more to do search engine optimization. Now, it's ridiculous for a local business to try to compete with that.
Right.
What a local business needs to do is spend enough money on, they need to spend it on local search marketing, and that includes basic organic SEO. You've got to go through your basics, and mm-hmm. people can go to my blog if they want more detail on this. I put a list of basics on there. It's not a big deal. Most web developers can do it, or companies like us certainly can. But do your basics, because that'll help your local. But your local optimization, what you want to do is come up as high as possible with your Google Places page.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you want to do as well as possible. And there's 69 factors involved in that, and so
only 69.
Well, Google is expected to change their algorithm 500 times this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a space.
Now, see, that's the kind of thing that intimidates a small business owner. When you say 69, that sounds like homework to them.
Well, and that's why 406 Strategies is a little bit like a CPA.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, our job security is kind of assured because everything's always changing, and we get paid to keep up.
Right. Let's do another one of these. What about Facebook? You know, a lot of small business owners are more and more are starting to get it about social media, but some there's an awful lot about social media that doesn't sound like ROI. What do you think?
Well, The nice thing about social media to me, and I, you know, I'm an old guy, and so social media to me was, you know, at first I kind of look at it askance, but you can't argue with 600 million users.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Facebook, you got to pay attention. And we have with our company personally, you know, promoting our company.
Yeah.
And it's becoming as viable. We probably get more interaction and more traffic on our Facebook page than we do at our website. And there are a number of ways to use Facebook. The good thing is social media marketing has come down to really three things: Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
LinkedIn's more of a professional level to interact with fellow business owners and so on than it is to build a customer base. Twitter, I'm still a little bit of a skeptic. You know, they say 75% of tweets are never read.
Right.
You know, they also say...
I think that's conservative.
Well, you know, they also say 76% of statistics are made up on the spot. So
right.
Whatever you think.
And all projections are wrong. So
yeah. But Facebook, you know, there are a lot of ways to use Facebook. In economical ways or ways to build relationships with your customer. And really one of the, you know, one of the edges that a local business has over the big boxes or the internet outlets is basically the ability to be more personal and to build
relationships. One of these days I want you to come back, and I want to do this another time. We won't do it today. I want you to come back and talk to us about how we can build our own Facebooks. Build our own communities that we manage, that are self-contained, that we host, our own communities. The technology is out there. I want you to find out more about that, John, and bring that back to us, because I really believe that in 3 years, we won't be talking as much about Facebook. We'll be talking more about the local people, the people we can get our hands on who we're managing the connection with them in our own technology, our own platforms. John Audette is our guest. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.